أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 36, Yasin, Meccan period. Title: The two opening letters constitute the surah's title. Period of revelation. The tenor of the surah indicates that it must have been revealed towards the end of the Meccan period's middle phase. Alternatively, it would have been revealed during the last phase of the Meccan period of the Prophet's mission. Subject matter and themes. The purport of the surah is to warn the unbelieving Quraysh of the grave consequences for their refusal to believe in the Prophet, peace be upon him, and their recourse to oppressive measures, mockery, and lampooning in opposing the Prophet's mission. The dominant mood that characterizes the surah is that of warning. However, alongside these warnings, the message is also explicated with the help of argumentation. A. Arguments in support of monotheism are drawn from natural phenomena and common sense. B. Arguments in support of the hereafter are also drawn from natural phenomena, common sense, and man's very own being. C. Arguments are also proffered for the veracity of Muhammad's messengership, peace be upon him. They consist of highlighting A. the selflessness with which the Prophet, peace be upon him, endured hardships in the cause of his message. B. the perfectly sound and reasonable character of his teachings, and C. the fact that acceptance of these teachings was conducive to mankind's good. Alongside this argumentation, the discourse is punctuated by forceful notes of reproach and warning with a view to jolting the unbelievers from their stupor. This also serves to influence the hearts and minds of those who have even an iota of ability to accept the truth. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Abu Dawud, Nasai, Ibn Majah, and Tabarani cite the Prophet's statement on the authority of Makal ibn Yasar that Surah Yasin represents the heart of the Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha is called Umm al-Quran because it encapsulates all the essential teachings of the Quran. Surah Yasin has been likened to the Quran's throbbing heart because it forcefully expounds its message. A study of this surah shatters spiritual stolidity, arousing and activating man's soul. It is again on the authority of the same Makal ibn Yasar that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Recite Surah Yasin when one of you dies." This because the surah refreshes all the articles of Islamic belief and prompts one to think of what will happen in the hereafter. This will enable the dying person to realize what stages he will pass through when his term of worldly life ends. In order to achieve this purpose, it seems appropriate that this surah should be recited on this occasion, along with its translation for the benefit of those who are not conversant with Arabic.